You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor, in from Hollywood. Yesterday, the CEOs of Google, Facebook, and Twitter testified before the Senate in a hearing that was supposed to be about a fundamentally important internet law called Section 230. It's about liability protection for tech companies. Instead, the hearing ended up being about how much power big tech companies hold and how they wield it. Republicans accused social media platforms of anti-conservative bias. Democrats said platforms aren't doing enough to curb the spread of disinformation. It went about like this.
Mr. Dorsey, who the hell elected you and put you in charge of what the media are allowed to report and what the American people are allowed to hear?
The issue is not that the companies before us today are taking too many posts down. The issue is that they're leaving too many dangerous posts up.
That was Senators Ted Cruz and Ed Markey, and we now have none other than Marketplace Tech's Molly Wood here to talk about this. And I asked her, is it true that tech platforms have an anti-conservative bias?
There is no evidence to show that platforms have an anti-conservative bias. And in fact, there is research as of this very week that says that Facebook actually promotes right-wing content to the point that it is its own sort of right-wing echo chamber.
It does, though, stem from an argument that I've heard, not just from the right, but also from the left, that you know these companies do wield a lot of power. They can take whatever they want down, and that people want to know why, you know, when it happens, that they should be more transparent with their moderation policies and processes. How much common ground is there on that?
I mean, that is absolutely true. These companies should be more transparent about how their processes work. And unfortunately, because they have not been over and over and over, it's basically opened the door to the kind of, frankly, posturing and performance that you see every time these CEOs appear before Congress. And it's only gotten worse.
One of the other issues we heard about, brought up mostly by Democrats, was about disinformation, specifically about how much responsibility tech platforms have to take it down. What did we learn?
Once again, we didn't learn much from all of the shouting. But here's the thing that is a little bit tricky to discuss. A lot of the time when conservatives in Congress say that conservative content is being censored, the content that they're referring to is disinformation. And so we find ourselves in this tricky position where increasingly there are people in the GOP who are embracing QAnon. In fact, just this week, Stephen Miller, the White House political advisor, reportedly told journalists that a Biden administration would enable widespread sex trafficking of children. That is a QAnon talking point. It is a conspiracy theory that has spread on the internet. And that makes this a tricky conversation to have because it feels partisan. But if you agree that truth is truth and certain things are true and certain things aren't, then it is sort of a conversation that has to be had.
Marketplace's Molly Wood. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.